I met a few people. I met, I met Big Fatty and Granny at the Peppermill. And like I've told him on his show, I didn't know I was sitting so close to podcast royalty. So it was a neat introduction to some very nice people. And I've been a contributor to various shows over the years. I've sampled quite a few shows. I am particularly fond of Life on the Shit List, Lotzel, Pink Wheel Nuts, Big Fatty, of course, The Smell Cast, Toppy is a Genius. Let's see, I don't want to leave anybody out. Blind Time, of course, Poke It with a Stick, and also some more.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I met Big Fatty and Granny.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2372 of the BFO for Wednesday the 15th of February 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I hope to catch up on Veda and Bacon Calls. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through.
Hello, 499ers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're $4.99 today. Big Fatty, it was a price check on a box of tampon. Big Fatty. VD Day, Big Fatty had only 500 days until he retires. Yes, Big Fatty, and... so today it is $4.99. Well, Big Fatty, I'm sure old Veda is celebrating. Oh yes, Big Fatty, he loves that B flat. And so y'all, it's a hoop-de-doo kind of situation in the coal mine for Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, everyone is all excited about the I just don't know what they're gonna do without you, but I'm sure they'll figure out a way to keep the place afloat. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, half price VD candy day, Big Fatty. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, Big Fatty, has met this person before. I believe it was when I was having a meet and greet at the Washington, D.C. I don't remember where I had it, but... anyway, y'all, he used to be on that dangerous and lovely little show with Davey Dangerous. And y'all, is that Zachaby? It's Zachaby. He shows up every once in a while over on the Twitty. And y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is up there in the Boston, in the Massachusetts. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all... I've met him also at the Good Days, and y'all, I see him often peering over Jimmy Bear's shoulder during the Stick It With a Poke little show on Saturday nights. Y'all, it's Jimmy Bear's other half. It's y'all, it's Steve. So, y'all, if you see Zachaby or Steve or Jimmy Bear or Half Price Valentine Candies on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope when you go to the Vonsies today, you can get half-price cupcakes. And maybe Zachary and Steve can get a big old piece of cake.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Big Betty! Half price candy! Okay, and cake! And no, this is Vader and Bacon. Okay, I still want candies and cake!
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Probate Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Big Fatty. You know, losing someone is tough, but going through the state of South Carolina probate hootenanny is even more of a pain in the ass. It is 8:15 on Friday evening. I've been on the road for about an hour and a half from the Hatful, because I went up this morning for the final, the final probate court notary. Sign this. Here's your check. We're done. Sign this deed. You own a house now. You know, blah, 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 appointment. And while I know that you've got to get rid of a house, that is not just me that has to deal with that, which means I get to deal with my lovely family a little bit more. Anyway, so I've got all that taken care of, and I've been to the bank. I've made a deposit. I've gone back by the house, got more shit. I've got a car full of stuff, and I'm on my way back to the Charleston, and I will get home tonight about 9:30, probably. There's a lot of traffic, and then I'm passing the Little Lamb homestead right now. Then I will get up in the morning, and one of my coworkers from the North Carolina coal mine is in Charleston with his son for the hockey ball tournament, which means I have to go have a beer with him, probably for breakfast, which is A-okay. And then I got to clean the house, because on Sunday I've got to go to this giant coal mine meeting in Tennessee that the Orange Hat backed out of. It's not bitter at all. And I won't get home from that until Thursday. But then I have an apartment.
I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, that one's about 10 days old there. But we're catching up. We're catching up with Mike and Jono, with Vader and Bacon. And Vader, the court system, it does not move quickly, nor does it move with the ease at which we would like, but the most important thing you said was you got a check. Yes, Big Ready, check that.
Big Fatty, yow, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. I have just returned from the National...
Big Fatty, what did you... I didn't hang up on that. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't know about this. Vader, glad to hear you. You made it back, but that's about all we heard. So, I guess thank you for calling and letting us know you're back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It is me, the Lawrence, the Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I am in the jalopy on highway something or another, on my way to the Florida, because, 3 days at home was, actually 2 days at home was more than I could handle. I've had an opportunity to ride after having probate last week and then to Nash Vegas. Very unexpected probate in Nash Vegas, because no one tells me anything until the last minute. I have had an opportunity to ride, and so I had to go to Florida just for the night and meet some people in the morning about something and then drive back for a funeral. And so it is, but I stayed home yesterday because, quite honestly, I had to wash my underpants and I had to whack up the house and rub a kitty belly and, you know, those sorts of things because I hadn't been home. So I decided to just power through this trip, but I'm very excited. It's actually an exciting trip. It is a little bit stressful, but it's kind of exciting. Not the least of which is I get to see Barber Boulevard. Now, I have not seen Barber Boulevard since September. Your listeners may recall, and I haven't actually been to, I'm not going to the World of the Mouse, but I'm going to that general area, and I haven't been there since the last few days, because I've been busy. The jalopy, you know, we try to keep the miles off of her, because she's not really built for the putting on the extreme miles, and with that Dr. Stone's visit, I drove them all around the East Coast, just racked the miles up on the car, so I've had to cut back since then. Yeah, so that's about it. That's what the vase up to, and very excited. Hopefully I have some good news for you when I call tomorrow, but regardless, I will be reporting live from Barber Boulevard.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Veda, and Veda, y'all, that's a this week. That's a this week call. So y'all are catching up with old Veda, and y'all, I know what Veda went to the Flow Rider for, but y'all, I'm not gonna spoil the surprise. No, Big Fatty.
I got thyroid. Print the two receipts or whatever, the Pablo shirt thing. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Who is this?
Received yesterday at 5:09 p.m. To repeat, press 1. A message.
What am I reminding you of? You know, I got thyroid.
Being funny, what the hell was that? Y'all, that was Miss Bacon. That was Miss Bacon calling. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I don't have any idea what the hell it was. But I appreciate you sharing it with us. Big Fatty, it sounded like bacon bits. It did sound a little bit like bacon bits, but I didn't know bacon bits had a thyroid problem. Big Fatty, maybe it's a family tradition or something. It could be. Miss Bacon, nonetheless, thyroid condition or not, thank you for calling.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
At this exact moment in 3, 2, 1, I'm passing under Barber Boulevard. Sadly, sorry, I'm changing lanes because there's a Hyundai in front of me driving about 5 miles an hour. Sadly today, no time to pull the jalopy over at the BAB to look for mattresses or Dodges or... Oh, there's a new Tanker Outlet at Babs Boulevard. Holy shit, where did that come from? Well, that's what happens when you don't visit Barb for 4 or 5 months. They will build an outlet. So, anyway, very uneventful drive down. I've just been driving straight through, which is what the old people like to do, but you know, I stop every 2 hours and get out and stretch my legs and TT, because, you know, if you don't keep on top of that, you'll end up having the Daddy to the Rescue emergency issue. Oh, and the speed limit dropped because of all those to the I-4. It's been actually a really good time considering how late I left and how long lunch took, because, of course, everybody was trying to eat lunch when I was trying to get a chicken sandwich. And, yeah, that's all I got. So I have been listening to your little show and catching up from being out of town this past week, and good to see that nothing's changed, but congratulations / sympathy to Miss Nessa. I am so happy that once again the ladies get all the love. So anyway, I love you, Miss Bacon.
Gotta run. Yeah, y'all, that of course is Veda, Big Fatty, and Veda, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, he said he had a chicken sandwich. I thought you told me he went to the to the Taco Bell on this. Well, maybe he got one of those chicken, you know, those taco sandwiches with the chicken. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Big Ricky likes to have those, and then he's on the toilet all afternoon. Well, you know, that's if you're gonna stop and stretch your legs and TT, you might as well blow it out too. Yes, Big Fatty.
Just call me Barb. That's Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Here and passed under the Marble Boulevard. Because it feels like I just did this yesterday, and that's because I did. Lord, Big Fatty, it is 5:40 p.m. on Monday evening, and I am driving this jalopy right on up I-95, trying to get home. I have had quite a day. It's a good day, though. It was a real good day. Took care of something I've been wanting to do for a really long time, and ended up in that Lakeland. That's over there in that Lakeland, Florida, where that Big Fat Ricky used to live, and where that J.C. Marple is. John, I'm going to tell you, don't go to Lakeland. Don't go there. But anyway, I spent the day in Lakeland. I did not get shanked or stabbed, but it was, there were a few close calls, being honest with you. But I made it home, and since my exit, y'all, I'm about to run out of gas, but I was trying to make it onto 95 to get the cheaper gas, because I am on a budget right now. I've just spent some cash money that I'm having the vapors, spending the cash money, but anyway, I gotta fill this tank up. I'll make it home on it, the rest of the tank, but this is my exit. Hold on, everybody, we're merging into the exit for the memory lane loader. Anyway, that's all I got. I just wanted to call and report that Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Has done it. And for some of you, that will make sense. So for everyone else, I hope you're planning on coming to the good days. We have a request. For everyone else, if you're coming to the good days, you'll have to join me at the Vodka Fest. Out of my new motor mansion that I just finished buying. Sorry, I couldn't hold it in much longer. But we'll be there. So anyway, that was enough of nattering. That was almost as bad as my secret lover, Mrs. Bacon. So, all right, gotta run. Man.
Yeah, that's a Big Fatty. I thought he wasn't going to tell us what it was. Well, you just can't, you know. Now, y'all, Vader has purchased a new motor mansion. Now, y'all, this is not of the Walnut Hills diamond encrusted motor mansion. It's sleek. It is more the Chevrolet Red version of a motor mansion. It's sleek, stylish, and sophisticated. You'll be the envy of all your friends. And y'all, I have seen pictures of the new motor mansion. And y'all, it really is quite fancy. And y'all, about the only thing I didn't see was the dump tank. Big Fatty, you Granny will fill it up for you and show it. Vader, congratulations on the new motor mansion. And I hope you're able to bejewel it. Not to the point of diamond encrusted, but make it all fancy. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader's got a new mobile mansion show. Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I still got one more Vader call, but y'all, I'm pretty much caught up, that's good. Y'all, we'll be back with some so-so questions tomorrow. It's so-so month, and so if I get around to them, I get around to them. If I don't, I don't. So anyway, and so there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Midwest Matt. Y'all, are you listening to his little show? Y'all, it's a cute little show. And Midwest Matt, I know that you enjoy speaking on your little show, but what are some things that you thought you'd never say?
I met Big Fatty and Granny.
All regrets are always regrets when you, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.